CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Genoa. He lives in Milan, reporting on the good news about the virus, the vaccines in Italy. According to the latest information I have, not only Denmark, not only France, not only Finland, but now Italy, considered safer by the European Union. This is news that is extremely positive given the struggles. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has disclosed through its latest report the coronavirus situation has significantly improved in Denmark, Italy, Finland, and several other regions of the EU. In line with weekly gathered figures published by the ECDC, September 25th, Denmark, three regions of Italy, Piedmont, Lombardy, and Molise, have registered less than 50 COVID infection cases per 100,000 and have had test positivity rate of less than 4% during the last 2 weeks. Lorenzo, this is news we never imagined we'd see if we go back a year. Is there a celebration in Milano for this clean bill of health from the ECDC? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Very warm greetings from me from Turin, where I am, not far from Milan, the first capital of Italy. Well, I would say that the numbers are very, very positive. You are right, saying that Italy is on the right track. And, of course, we keep our finger crossed, touching wood, because, you know, there is always the risk around the corner. And we hope that the opening of the schools in Italy will not generate another potential risk of the pandemic increasing again and spreading across all our region. Milan is happy. We are right now during the very famous worldwide week of fashion. All the fashion stylers are in Milan presenting their collection, and I have to tell you that the traffic is unbelievable, very busy. It looks like to be back to the time where the COVID was not known at all. So I think that this is a positive, and let me say the government is doing a very good job, particularly the Prime Minister, Mr. Draghi, pressing to introduce the Green Pass, the certification that allow to do everything if you have completed the vaccination cycle. And a number that speak about itself is that the 77% of the Italian population above 12 years old have now completed the vaccination cycle. And we are starting with the third cycle to the fragile community.
Is the Green Pass going to be used for going back to work?
Well, John, you are touching a very hot subject, particularly because this is a subject of a continuous political fight between the various parties. Yes, the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister Cabinet approved a new decree that will be in place starting from next 15th of October to go to work, not only in the public sector, but also in the private sector, will require to have the Green Pass. You can have the Green Pass in two ways, to get it because you have completed the vaccination cycle, or you have to do every 72 hours through a swab test. And I think this is a very important point to push all the Italian population to go and get the vaccine. We need really to reach that famous 90% of coverage in order to have the so-called immunity across all of us and be free to get to normality.
The schools are reopening for the school year. What is the expectation about the schools? Will they need to be vaccinated? Will they be shut down again? What's your guess?
My guess is that the situation, considering the numbers that we are having day by day, is a promising situation also for the school. So I don't see very many risks reopening the school. The younger guy below 12 years old are not required to get a vaccine, but the most of the young people are now vaccinated. I can tell you that over the last weeks there was a really many young students going to the various places where they can get the vaccine. So more than the people that are above 50 years old, there are still 2-3 million of Italians above 50 years old that are not vaccinated. More and more young people are now completed the vaccination. So I feel comfortable. Also, there are some, let's say, specialists that still speaks about the risk. I think that the risk is somehow under control. I hope not to be, let's say, that the numbers will not show to be, let's say, against my statement.
I want to make note that Lombardia, your home, is now the region identified by the European Union as improved dramatically enough compared to matching Denmark, for example. And if everyone will recall, we started with the tragedy in Lombardia, in Milano, and now we have the success. So there is actually other news in Italy besides the virus and the vaccine. And now the volcano Etna on Sicily, it is acting up. It is sending up a plume. Is this ordinary or is this unusual?
Oh, yes. The Etna, the volcano in the Sicily Islands, is a very active volcano. So at least 2-3 times every year, it starts again its activities. And right now, the activities is very, very intense. This is also causing a lot of problem to the area of Catania, which is the town nearby the volcanoes, with the shutdown of the air traffic and so on. And what is amazing, I had the opportunity to see once flying across the Mediterranean, is the smoke that goes above and above. It's a spectacular, a picture of the Etna volcano in the middle of the Mediterranean, very blue, and you see this pinnacle of smoke that goes high and high and high. Of course, this is something that we need to keep under control, because sometimes the eruption go on for days and days. It's premature to say how long it will last, but it's ordinary, not extraordinary.
After more than 3 weeks of calm, the Etna volcano has again produced a violent lava fountaining episode known as paroxysm from its southeast crater this morning. So this is something to get used to. Now, something we don't get used to, and we have about a minute to cover it. We've touched on this before. The wild boars of Rome wandering the streets of Rome because of disorder. Has it gotten worse or is this campaign logic? What is happening?
Unfortunately, the situation is getting worse compared to the time we discussed a couple of weeks ago. There are now many movies on YouTube that shows a lot of wild boars walking in the street of north of Rome and south of Rome. This is unbelievable. The situation is critical across all Italy for the reason that we discussed a couple of weeks ago. But in Rome is really unbelievable. From one side, it's ridiculous. From the other side, it's something that we prefer not to see as we are watching on this movie. Unfortunately, there is, a political fight in Rome for the election of the new mayor, which will take place mid of October. And maybe there isn't a very strong collaboration between different authorities, the region and the municipality. And the result is that there are a lot of wild boars walking in the street of Rome.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he is in Turin. He is reporting on the wild boars of Rome, not yet in Turin, to my knowledge, but unless and until it's controlled in Rome, anything is possible. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.